I'm Shauna Olson with KFGO, and I'm here with David Busco. And David, we're on your farm just outside of Winemere here. Do you have an official name of your farm?
No, just Busco Lamb Feed.
Okay. Well, we're here and you have some new lambs in. You said they came from California.
Yes, we shipped in a load a week for the last month, I suppose. We're bringing them in from Los Hills, California.
Okay. What's the market like for lambs right now?
The feeder lamb market and fat lamb market is really low now. 2 years ago it was $2.10. The slaughter market now is probably $1 to $1.20. It's just kind of a tough time, but it's going to get better.
Tell us about raising lambs. What all is entailed in that? I see someone's in there shearing right now.
Yeah, Hillary Geetson is here shearing, and he shears all of our lambs here. Last year he had a little help, but he did almost all 8,000 by himself. We bring them in at 80 to 100 pounds. And we start them on alfalfa pellets and move them over to corn. And as they get up on the corn, then we'll start to shear them, especially in the winter when it's colder, so they have a good feed into them. And then we shear them all, mainly for the pelt. At 8 weeks to 9 weeks old, the pelt is good for making car seats, jackets, and the value is added to it. And also they handle a lot better and feed a lot better without the heavy wool on them.
Oh, okay. So where does the wool go?
Our wool goes to Forest, Illinois, over by Chicago, and there they pre-sort it, and most of it actually gets shipped to China.
Oh, really? Okay. And, well, you talked about what they eat, and when will you be getting some lambs in from around our area?
We'll start in the end of September, October. That's normally when we buy them. We buy a lot out of Towner, North Dakota. We get a couple thousand up that way, and then Western North Dakota and Montana. A few out of Minnesota, but most of them come from the west.
Okay, and this is a confined farm, right? Is that what you call it?
Yes, everything's under a building here, which has been good with all the rain lately. They never go outside except for just, we just run them outside to clean up some grass around here. Otherwise, you never ever hear them. I see them outside.
Oh, okay. If you need to get that, that's fine.
That's fine.
Okay. What else should I know? Where will these lambs go when you finish them out?
These lambs are all get normally sold to Wolverine Packing in Detroit or Strauss in Chicago. Go into the ethnic market. When we go into Detroit, the lambs are sold a little lighter and mainly go up and down the East Coast is where they go.
Okay. What is going on with the market right now? Why is it, you said, you know, you're $2.95 to 95 cents or whatever you said.
Yeah. The market got really high 2 years ago, and it seemed like we were short. And the feeders, probably me also included, kept the lambs longer, fed them heavier, and then at the same time, a large packer bought up a smaller packer and closed it down. So first we're short on lambs, and then as soon as they closed that packer down, we had an overabundance of lambs, and we were feeding them heavy, which was adding pounds to the supply. And then it really compounded, and normal market lambs, 150 pounds. Now we have thousands of lambs on feed that weigh 200 in Colorado, and it's been pounding our market down. And we're having a hard time getting rid of them, and we keep thinking it's next month, and it's been 2 years now, and we're hoping this fall it'll get better here in the next 90 days.
Wow.
It is, like I said, the market's $1 to $1.20 now.
Okay. You think it will come back soon?
Definitely. I think there's been quite a few ewes sold, and with the drought out in California and elsewhere, there's in Texas, it slowed the lambs up coming back into the feedlots, so that's kind of helped us. And with the expensive corn, we try not to overfeed them because they get less efficient, and hopefully we're selling them on a timelier basis if we can get a kill slot.
Okay. Are there any other lamb feeding farms in North Dakota?
Yes, there's quite a few that probably feed 500, not quite a few, maybe four or five, but nothing probably over 1,000.
Okay, and you have quite a capacity here, don't you?
We can hold 8,000 inside. We fill it up usually in the fall and then sell off, and then in the spring we'll do the California Springers. Not every year, it just depends on how the market works. But normally we would be empty right now. It's just that these lambs came in late from California this year.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
I grew up with sheep all my life. I got married in 88, and my wife was a dental hygienist and wanted to stay home and raise her kids. And we thought, well, if we feed 200 lambs a month, we can do it. And so in 1988, we started feeding lambs.
Oh, well, that's good. Your wife can be at home with the kids and all that jazz.
Yes, yes. And she's done a lot of it. And now the last couple of years, my older son, Cody, helped a lot. And my daughter, Danielle. And they did a lot of work out here. And now they're gone. So now I guess we're back at it again.
And when it comes to shearing them, that looks like quite a job.
Yes. Yeah, Hillary, he can usually does 200 a day, every day. It's amazing, and I got to give him compliments. He does. If you look at them, they're sheared smooth. You don't see any blood on them. He does a great job, and the packers really enjoy it. When they come out there, the legs are all cleaned up on them, and that all helps for the ethnic people that come in, because they actually inspect the lambs and bless them before they're slaughtered, and they want them clean.
Okay. So when you do send the wool out, what kind of a price do you get for that?
Lamb wool this year, we got $1.20 for it. It's crossbred lamb wool. People with good ewe wool got up to $2 this year. So the wool market is there for the good white, soft, finer wools.
Okay. And when you're getting lambs in, is there a particular breed you prefer over another? Or
A Western white face ewe bred with a Suffolk or a Hamp buck is the best. It gives you a nice long lamb that you can get a good carcass on. There is a lot of smaller, exotic breeds around. I wouldn't call them exotic, but smaller framed animals here, and they don't always work. They fit into certain markets that have value, but where I go, I need a 140-pound lamb that is a yield grade 2.
So. Okay. David, anything else we should know here today?
I'm hoping everybody tries lamb once would enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. Support the market here. We're here with David Busco. I always want to say Buckles.
Yeah.
Busco. All right. Out here at his farm near Windmere. Thanks for joining us today and for letting me come out.
You bet. Thank you for coming.